Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen, recording from my Southern Satellite studio, which is in Florida. So if I sound different and we have a little delay, that's why. Eric and I came down to Florida to visit some friends for a little sunshine and recovery from this horrible 2 months that we've had. How you doing, Jess?
I'm all right. I am live from Manhattan. It's kind of sunny here. It feels like there is some light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. How's it going? Are you feeling like some sense of healing down there?
Yeah, it's, I mean, listen, vitamin D with sunscreen, guys, is really good. And our close friends, we're staying with them. And it's just been nice to just escape a little bit.
Good.
Safely with masks on. We traveled well. Don't worry, everybody. And they're very excited that I'm recording the podcast from their home. So I promised that I would do them justice. We have a good episode for you guys. Yeah, I know. I'm doing the beauty news. And then Jess will be talking about a fragrance topic that we've actually been thinking about for quite some time, no?
Yeah. This topic has been something that's been rumbling, you know, in the industry. It is extremely topical right now, though. So the topic is about the word oriental in the fragrance world as a fragrance category. So we'll get into it a little bit more, obviously, later in the show. But the word oriental is a classification in the olfactory sense. Like there are fragrance families, floral fragrances, gourmand fragrances, woody fragrances, and then oriental has been a fragrance category not used by every fragrance brand or retailer, not by every fragrance expert, but it is a commonly used term in the fragrance world if you're not familiar with it. But there are a lot of folks in the fragrance world who think that it is absolutely time to retire this word, and certainly it is very much in the news right now on social media, and has been for some time right now. So I talked to some people in the fragrance world, and I cannot wait to tell you what
I'm excited to hear who you talked to and what you found out.
This is not the last word on the conversation. I just wanted to feel like it was a good time to check in and let you know how some of these. It's kind of take the temperature on what's happening in that world right now.
Cool. And then after we talk about that, we will raise a wand and call it a day and then bring you an awesome interview on Thursday. Sound good?
Yeah. And then you can get back to the sun.
Thank you. All right, let's do it. Okay, it's time for the news. This feels like the most fat mascara kickoff of the news I've ever had. I'm talking about a new mascara with you guys. As you know, I love a tubing mascara, and one of my favorites has been Blink. It's been around for a good 20 years. Then they did Blink Amplified, which was meant to be a little bit more exciting and juicy and volumizing. And let me be honest, it wasn't that different from the original. But now they've come out with what they are billing as perhaps the world's best mascara. I don't know if I'm ready to go there, but I did want to share it with you guys because Blink Ultra Volume Tubing Mascara is definitely different than the original. It has like a thick wetness to it. It really builds up lashes, but it's still the tubing technology, so it doesn't smudge. And I've really been loving it. And that is, you know, it's hard praise for me to like find a mascara that I'm willing to share with you guys. So as I was like talking to the company about how much I loved it, they offered a discount. We're not getting any kickbacks, but I was like, let me kick off the news with a little present for our listeners. If you saw that Blink came out with a new mascara and you want to try it, the code is Jennifer25. I'm so sorry. It should be Fat Mascara, but whatever. They will give you 25% off the mascara, which I think is awesome. And if you have heard me talk about tubing mascaras, which basically form a polymer film over your lashes so that at the end of the day, when you rinse them with water, they slide right off instead of the color melting off, which is why they don't smudge. This is a good one to try. It's called Blink Ultra Volume Tubing Mascara. I'll put a link on the blog. And if you guys use the code Jennifer25, you'll get 25% off. Okay, on to the real news. A new report from skinstore.com says Americans will spend $15,000 on skincare in their lifetime, which is insane to me.
I mean, I believe it.
I mean, go buy a car. No, don't buy a car. Buy skincare. It's $322 a year. The retailer is looking at trends, like stats from retailers and also Google searches and things to determine the most popular products of the past year. A couple other things that came out of this report, which we'll link to, they found that, no big surprise here, hand cream was a huge trend this year because we've all been washing our hands so much. The other one that Jess and I have dabbled into this year and talked to you about is face tools, one of the big trends of 2021. A lot of people are buying face tools. And the last thing I thought was kind of interesting was over the last 5 years, there's been a 400% increase in interest in men's skincare, specifically men's skincare. So we will link to that report, but I thought you would enjoy that information. All right, next up, Shiseido has revealed the results of a joint research project with the National Institute of Information and Communications Technology. Basically what they found, they did a study and they found that skin radiance makes people appear up to 3 years younger. And radiance is one of those terms where I'm always like, what does that even mean? It's like glow, you know? Mm-hmm. But in this study, it meant how reflective your skin was. So technically, to me, the most quote-unquote radiant skin looked a little bit oily almost because the light was really reflecting off of it. And in my head, I was like, maybe that's why it looks younger because I equate oilier skin with younger skin sometimes. Just maybe that's me personally. I had oilier skin when I was younger, and as I've gotten older, it's gotten drier. But it also just does give your face a little bit of glow when the light reflects off more. So I thought that was interesting. If you want to look 3 years younger, add some glow. That's what Shiseido says. And they're going to be looking at products that can help you do that as well.
I think that's very useful information.
I know. Get glowy and you're going to look younger. All right, moving on to the hair world. 6 states still require hair braiders to get cosmetology licenses. We have talked about this on the show, most notably on episode 162 with Ms. Hair and Humor. She was a braider. She was telling us it's such a burden on braiders to have to get a cosmetology license. First of all, you don't even learn how to braid in most cosmetology schools, but then you have to spend hours and money to learn all these other things that you're not even going to use during your career. And so a lot of states have been working to change that. Some states don't make you get a cosmetology license, but a new law was passed in Wisconsin, that was really great, a bipartisan bill that people no longer need to get a cosmetology license in order to braid hair. And someone was quoted as saying how much money that's going to save braiders. Like, think about it. They have to do $20,000 worth of cosmetology school just so they can go do braiding, which is like culturally passed down from like their grandparents, parents, and they learn how to do braiding. And these women are like already experts in it. And then you got to go get this license that you don't even use. So I think that's great news. Okay. And last in Gen Science Corner. Okay, get ready. Patients who use very potent corticosteroids may be at an increased risk for osteoporosis, according to a new study published in JAMA Dermatology. So this actually, this connection isn't new. I know your cat's very excited about it, though, Jess, so I will continue.
I'm just nervous that she has something. Sorry, she got sick today.
She's so cute.
You okay, baby? Okay, sorry.
Do you want to go see what's going on?
No, she's behind me. She's walking behind. I've just got an eye on her. Keep going. I've got my cat corner here. Keep going with the science corner.
Oh, Jess's cat corner. Jess's corner.
Stay tuned.
I'll give you a cat corner. I want you to have a cat corner. Okay, so the connection between steroids and osteoporosis isn't new. It's been studied in the past with oral and inhaled steroids, but it's never been studied with topical steroids. And a lot of people who have skin conditions are put on strong topical steroids for a long time. And now they're finding that this could lead to osteoporosis. So if you regularly use prescription steroids, and even hydrocortisone is a steroid, by the way, not a very potent one, but talk to your doctor or dermatologist about what that could mean for your bone health. Because if you've been on a potent corticosteroid for years, you might have weakened bones. Interesting, no?
That's very interesting. Women need to look out for weakened bones, right?
Yes, of course. So talk to your doctor. And that is the news, the cat corner, the science corner. That's the news, everyone.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
Okay, I'm really, looking forward to talking about this conversation because I've been following this for a while, as I mentioned at the top of the show. In the fragrance world, you know, Jen and I are really big fragrance fans, and I'm also very interested in the fragrance just world as a whole and the players and the discussions that happen. And I feel like the fragrance world, the kind of inner workings don't always get a ton of airtime. And something that's happening right now, both on social media and, you know, with the players in the fragrance industry, is how to handle the actual word Oriental, which is, for those of you who don't know this, it's a little bit inside baseball, is there are different categorizations that is not formal. This is not written in stone. This is not something that cannot be changed, but there are different categorizations of fragrances mm-hmm. in the world. So there are florals, there are woody fragrances, there are aquatic fragrances that kind of smell like the beach. I'm not by no means covering all of them, but another one is commonly referred to
sheep.
As, yes, exactly. Which I was saying wrong for years and years until like 10 minutes
Fougere.
Ago. Which many of you heard on the podcast. It was so embarrassing. And one of them is called Orientals, capital O. And this is used by a lot of retailers, a lot of brands, to describe their fragrances and the fragrance pyramid, if you know what I'm talking about, in educational materials. And what does it mean? Well, I spoke to a few people in fragrance just over the past week to kind of talk about this conversation. By the way, this is, like I said, trending on social for obvious reasons of what's happening in the world right now. So Jane Daly is somebody who I really love in the fragrance world. She's a beauty writer, and she also is an indie perfumer. She has her own fragrance. And she's engaged in this discussion, and she said that one of the first ever quote-unquote Oriental perfumes was Guerlain Shalimar. And this launched in 1925 in Paris at the International Exhibition of Decorative Arts. And the brand described their fragrance as an Oriental because of its, and this is in quotes, not from Jane, but because for the brand, because of its suave gourmand notes, which recall the sweet blossoms of the land of 1001 nights, close quote. And she says that, you know, perfume categories refer to the smells of the perfume. Like I was just saying before, there are florals, fresh fragrances, woody, and now she says we have the Oriental. And she said that some suggestions put forth, like, you know, from this conversation, have been like as an alternative, like resinous, spicy resins, powdery, just even plain old spicy. And these descriptors, she feels, make more sense, and we can teach people to just sub these in for Oriental easily. And she's in favor of making this swap. Tanya Sanchez, brilliant fragrance writer. Jen and I are huge fans, right, Jen?
Yeah, totally. Love her.
She is the, Tanya Sanchez is the co-author of Perfumes, The Guide, who, if you have listened to this podcast, you know that we refer to this book all of the time. She is a big proponent of really doing away with the word Oriental as a fragrance categorization because she believes it is Eurocentric. Orient means, it comes from the word meaning east. And I love this. She was like, okay, well, east of where? In this case, it means east of France, where the perfume genre was born. And she said, this is vague. This vague, ever-exoticized, mysterious Orient includes the Persian Iran of the carpets, the Taj Mahal of Shalimar, and what is sometimes called the Far East. Far from France, at least. China and Iran have little in common except their eastness from Europe.
I love that. I love that my people are known for the carpets. It's like, so every culture gets dumbed down to like one thing in the world of European and Western culture. It's like Persia, carpets. The Orient, spicy fragrances.
Yes, yes. And it's this vagueness that she's speaking to. And she said, today, China and Iran have little in common except their eastness of Europe. Today, perfume is a global product made everywhere, sold everywhere. Why not use a global term? At home, when we smell a fragrance that derives from Shalimar, P.S. Shalimar is Grandma Ruby's, you know, trademark fragrance.
Yes, it has notes of, Ruby. Can I point out the notes real quick?
Yeah.
Vanilla, patchouli. When you say spicy, there's like those resinous ambers, patchoulis, mm-hmm. other resins, frankincense, which also came from the Middle East, mixed with gourmands like vanilla, honey notes, those kind of things.
I think major vanilla
that's really
perfume.
What I think of when I think of this group of fragrances. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Continue,
you're not,
please.
It's not necessarily, you're not thinking
shout
of,
out to Grandma Ruby.
Yeah. So there's a lot to say about Shalimar, that you don't have to rely on the word Oriental. So I've taken away the stage from Tanya. Let's go back to Tanya. She is the high priestess of fragrance discussion. Okay, so she goes, at home, when we smell a fragrance that derives from Shalimar, we tend to say, hey, that's a Shalimar. We don't tend to say it's an Oriental. I just tend to say it's a Grandma Ruby. Or we say, that's an Amber. From the perspective of a perfume lover, to say Shalimar is a citrus amber is more informative anyway. What would be lost? Tanya brings up an interesting point. This really is a lot about descriptions. It really is about verbiage. Among so many things, this is a very multifaceted discussion. Josie Plumy, who is the buyer and manager of Oswald, which is a really important fragrance destination in New York and Soho. They are online right now. I think the freestanding store is not open, but Oswald, OSSWALD, if you're a fragrance fan, please go on, you'll fall in love. She says, if you look at the Michael Edwards Fragrances the World Fragrance Wheel, which is a very important piece of fragrance classification, Google Michael Edwards fragrance if you're not familiar. She says every other category is actually descriptive in terms of either what fragrance smells like or what the key notes are in fragrance. Again, green, fruity, dry wood, soft, floral. She said it would be very easy to change Oriental to spicy amber. And she also, I love this so much, Jen. She goes, I also really enjoy using the words operatic or balsamic as descriptors for these fragrances.
Oh.
But they're more of a vibe than the more explanatory or technical spicy amber. I have to say, I love operatic. That's my favorite so far. What do you think, Jen?
I mean, that doesn't fix the specificity problem. Balsamic for me does, because it has that resiny, sweet, gourmand, and spicy quality. But
true.
All right, we could call them operatic for this discussion. I like that.
I think this is a really interesting conversation. It is by no means over. We have not reached a conclusion, but I did think, everyone has an opinion. And I do also want to mention, I'm sorry, I should have mentioned this, that it's because it is important to hear from so many different varying voices. Tanya Sanchez is a Chinese, she's Chinese Filipino American. And I do think we need to get multiple perspectives on this. And I just think it's worth noting that. But I figured I would find out what the kind of governing body an authority on this, kind of industry authority on the fragrance world, has to say about this right now. So I talked to Linda Levy, the president of the Fragrance Foundation, and she acknowledges, this is came from a statement from her, and I have to say she was super open to talking about this. And she said she acknowledges that this term is outdated. The Fragrance Foundation acknowledges that this term is outdated and offensive, and without question, other terminology to describe fragrances should definitely be applied instead. This term is not a formal fragrance classification or categorization used by all in the fragrance business. As you know, every brand, fragrance house, retailer, et cetera, determines their own language. At the Fragrance Foundation, diversity, equity, inclusion, are our most important priorities. We believe action is paramount and that terminology needs to reflect these values as well. So we are going to be watching this space. We are going to be following this conversation, and we certainly invite any fragrance brands, fragrance enthusiasts, and listeners to let us know what you think. And we will be continuing this conversation. We're excited to have Tanya Sanchez on the podcast in the near future to continue what she has to say, because I have to say we are major fans of her work, and we'll be chatting with her about this further.
Oh, I'm so excited for her to come on the show. Thank you for all that reporting. Really, really helpful and helped explain the category.
Thank you. This is a really interesting topic. Okay, it's time to raise a wand. I'm very excited about our listener, Tina. She has a great raise a wand for people who are suffering through a problem that, like, I don't know, I might need this.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Tina from Chicago. And first thing I'd like to say is that I'm a longtime listener and lover of the podcast. Okay, now onto the product I'd like to raise a wand to. It is the Hair Max Laser Band 41 Comfort Flex. And this is a red light laser device designed for hair growth. First, I guess I should just give a little backstory. I am 53, and just one of the wonderful things that happens to you as you approach menopause is that your hair really thins and you shed a lot of it. So I looked into this product and decided to give it a try. And I'm not going to lie, I debated about whether to raise a wand to this or not because it's very expensive. The model that I purchased is $549. And I get it, that is a huge amount of money to be spending on a device, especially the times we're in. And I didn't want to seem insensitive to that. But I also feel like through the years, I have spent so much money on different supplements and Rogaine and shampoos and scalp treatments that did not work. And I feel like if I had just put that money towards this in the beginning, I would have been a lot better off. So I've been using it for 7 months. And probably the first thing I noticed, like a month into using it, was that I was not losing nearly the amount of hair in the shower drain that I was before. And then probably 5 to 6 months in, I could see the little hairs around my hairline growing in. So I was very encouraged. But the thing that absolutely sealed the deal for me was that just a couple of weeks ago, I was getting my hair cut and my hairstylist said to me, "Whoa, what are you doing to get all this new hair growth?" So I told her what I had been doing and she was amazed. And I was just really excited that she could see the results as well. So it's absolutely working. So I'm thrilled about that. And I'm encouraged to keep seeing the results that I'm going to be getting as I continue to use it. So I'm really hoping that this can help some other members of the Fat Mascara family. Because like I said, losing your hair or having your hair thin, it's such a blow to your confidence. So I'm hoping that this can help someone else. And thanks, Jen and Jess. I look forward to the next podcast. You girls are great. Bye.
Tina, I so appreciate you telling people about this. I love when people try and I like that you're justifying the price of it. First of all, that makes me realize you really saw results from it. And also some things like tools do cost money. It's understandable. And I think that will probably help a lot of our listeners. If you guys want to share a raise a wand with everybody, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call. The number in the United States is 646-481-8182. You can just leave a voice message or you can email us a voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. Okay, Jess, why don't you go first with your raise a wand?
Okay, my raise a wand is not a product this week. Okay. My raise a wand is after like 4 months, I finally finished like a 10 episode TV show. I just finished Ted Lasso. Holy cow. Did you watch Ted Lasso?
I don't know it.
You don't know it? Oh, it's critically acclaimed. Critically acclaimed. Jason's.
Well, excuse me. The people say, the critics have spoken.
It's critically acclaimed. Jason Sudeikis won the, I don't know, what year are we in? I don't even know. When he accepted the award in the hoodie. And like, you know, when he accepted the award and he was wearing a tie-dye hoodie and he was like, yeah, thanks. I didn't think I'd win.
Emmy. I think it was
an Emmy. I don't even know what.
Golden Globe? Who knows?
You guys know. I think it was an Emmy. But anyway, it's taken Jeff and I so long because we don't even like have time like to watch like TV together anymore. It's like so sad. But we had watched like it's like 10 episodes. It is the most feel-good show. It is funny. It is smart. It is clever. It is laugh out loud. It is like I smile. I look forward to watching it. Jason Sudeikis is amazing. The supporting cast is amazing. It is well written. I cannot wait for season two. It's worth it.
Oh, I think I need that right now. That sounds like a fun escape. I'm all about that.
I wish I had a Ted Lasso in my life. I wish I had like Ted Lasso is like a way of being. It's like a way of thinking. It's so freaking good. He's so smart. Okay. Whoever wrote the show,
I wish I was your Ted Lasso.
I don't think, I think that's, that is, girl, like, it's, that'd be hard. It's a, if you've watched the show, can't we all nod in agreement? We can't all be Ted Lasso. It's like, he's so positive. And he,
I don't even expect I would be. I just, I have no idea who it is, but I'm excited to watch now.
Once you watch it, let's talk. Especially in this kind of like pandemic, we're still in it. Like that kind of frame of mind. Yeah. Watch it. It's on Apple Plus, which like makes me like want to keep my subscription.
And also guys, DM Jess. Jessica Matlin on Instagram. She will get into it with you on DM if you've been watching it as well. Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah, I just opened up the floodgates for you, Jess. There you go.
No, I like we can talk about it.
All right. I'm raising a wand to not exactly. Oh, go ahead. Okay, I'm raising a wand. Sorry about the delay there, guys. I'm over in Florida in like a weird corner of my friend's home. I should say, because this involves my friend, my raise a wand. She, well, Greg is not Irish, but Ashley, his wife, is Irish. And let me just tell you, all the Irish people I've met have a cure for everything. Like, I'm making a big sweeping generalization, but like truly it's like, oh, just put this on it and you'll be fine. The cure is Sudocrem, which I had never heard of. But of course, the minute I got to Florida, I got stung by a wasp because the bugs find me no matter where I go, as you guys know. And she's just like, oh, put some Sudocrem on it. And I was like, oh, what the hell is Sudocrem? Jess? Sudocrem is amazing. It's for nappy rashes, which I think is diapers, but that's how she says it. It's for eczema. It's for like at any old thing. It's like the Windex of that my big fat Greek wedding.
Yeah. Is it cooling or is it just like a?
It's a thick white cream that has like a. It's like a paste. I feel like it has a little bit allotonin in it. It probably has something else. I should have looked at the ingredients. Let me just like just put it on. Whatever hurts, bug bites, diaper rash, little eczema, sunburns actually would be great for Sudocrem. It's $14 for this huge tub. They sell it at Walmart, even though it is an Irish product. I looked it up. It's been around since the 1930s. Got bought by Allergan a while ago, and now somebody else owns Allergan. Anyway. Sudocrem. Meanwhile, if you're Irish and listening to this, you're probably like, that is not a raise a wand. Like, everybody knows about Sudocrem. Well, I'm sorry. I just learned about it. And let me tell you
about it.
My wasp sting does not sting anymore. So
that's
thank
great.
You. Yeah. So thank you to Sudocrem.
Thank you, Sudocrem.
Jess, say our sign off line. Come on. You got to do it sometimes too.
Get your beauty sleep. Mm hmm.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.